Mariner Books and Harper Audio present Medgar and Merle, Medgar Evers and the Love Story That Awakened America by Joyanne Reed. This is the author. For Prudence. Prologue. Love. I don't know what to say except that Medgar was the love of my life. Merle Evers. The thing about love is that it has no chill. It takes no prisoners and makes no exceptions for the times or the environment or the dangers ahead. It has no situational awareness, particularly when it is true and intense and existential. At its best, it is fearless. Love is why this book is. In the 1950s, Merle Louise Beasley fell inextricably in love with Medgar Wiley Evers. She loved him the moment she laid eyes on him on her first day at Alcorn A&M College, later Alcorn State University, though at the time, she wouldn't dare admit it. She was 17 years old and intended to major in education with a minor in music after being part of a locally famous girls' singing group in high school. She was talented enough as a singer and pianist that her grandmother and aunt, who had raised her after plucking her out of the arms and home of her teenage mother, were certain that one day she might play in New York's famous Carnegie Hall. Despite her being a brown-skinned black girl from segregated Vicksburg, Mississippi. At Alcorn, Merle pledged the historically black sorority Delta Sigma Theta, and she was driven to succeed by her grandmother and her namesake, Aunt Merle, despite the ugly realities of her state and country. Medgar was 25 years old, a tall, dark, handsome football player and World War II veteran. He and his elder brother, Charles, had what you might call attitude, which back then was risky for black men in the South. Medgar had taken risks to register to vote, and he carried himself with a confidence and keen sense of the dignity he knew he was owed by the country he had defended against the Nazis in Europe. He believed in himself and what his education ought to bring him as a man in Mississippi. Medgar, to put it mildly, made an impression on the 17-year-old black girl from Vicksburg. Despite her family's determination that Merle focus on her education before matters of the heart, love turned her head. Medgar and Merle married a year after they met, on Christmas Eve, 1951. They embarked on a perilous, often contentious romantic journey that got swept up in Mississippi's civil rights struggle and ended in blood, tears, and a woman's quest not just for justice, but for vengeance. This book is first and foremost a love story. It's not just about the love between two black people in Mississippi and their love for their children. It is also about the higher love it took for black Americans to love America and to fight for it, even in the state that butchered more black bodies via lynching than any other, and that ripped apart the promise of Reconstruction with a ferocity unmatched by any other place in this fragile and fractured nation. Despite all of that, Medgar Evers had a deep and unfaltering love for Mississippi. He loved its pastoral plains, deep rivers, and wooded areas where he could fish and hunt and feed his family with his physical labor. His love for the black farmers and maids and butlers and strivers of this tormented state gave his life meaning. Merle Evers demanded more than once that Medgar tell her if he loved her and his children more than his work. He pressed her to understand that he did his work because he loved her and their children. He didn't want them to live as he did, growing up walking by the bloody clothes of a lynched black man on his way to school and seeing black men and women abused and disrespected as a daily fact of life. He was determined to exorcise the ghosts.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?